Good morning, everyone. I'm excited to see such a big crowd on Wednesday morning. So my presentation is about multi-method community assessment of teen pregnancies, basically teen birth, because that's what we measure. But before I start, I want to acknowledge my colleagues, Mary Giannetti and Ann Eagle and Jessica Diaz from the community nonprofit organization that I have been collaborating with for the past 10 years and done wonderful work. So I'm presenting an evaluation of a community, and this is Massachusetts, so we're moving from California to Massachusetts, and also good things are happening in Massachusetts. So we want to really understand teen pregnancy related to services and demographic variables in the city of Fitchburg. And Fitchburg, Massachusetts is in western Massachusetts. They had over the years high teen birth rates and kind of a more lower social demographic immigrant city. And we want to identify community assets and also barriers that leads to risk behaviors and support in the future that nonprofit organization and the Department of Public Health of Massachusetts in funding programs for teen pregnancy prevention. So, of course, that's popular too, the social demographic model. And then looking at all levels of the module. So what were the evaluation methods? There are five components. It was a youth online survey, focus group with parents and teens, community stakeholder interviews, interviews with teen mothers, and GIS, which is Geographic Information System, mapping. And I know I don't have a long time, so I'm going to introduce the method and give you some examples of the results, but I'm going to skip some of the results. So basically, there was a collaboration between academia and the community, and students were involved in that as well. And I'll start with the teen survey. The teen survey is special because I had students write a case study why we can have a survey with teens without parental consent. This survey was accepted by the university IRB, and because of two reasons. One, it wasn't personal, and the second one was that the teens were recruited only by other teens, and no adult was involved. So if you want some more information on this, you can contact me. But so there was a link to an online survey, and peer leaders recruited the teens in places where they were in the answer to the survey. And that's why we kind of had a very big return rate of 88% of what we planned to reach. And we just collected basic demographic. So just a little of the survey results. Basically, they're represented demographically. The layout of the teen population in the city, so we were happy about this. Of course, there's always more females than males. Since then, I did many other evaluations, and always the case. And we asked all kinds of questions, you know, where they get sexual information about sex, and I'm not going to talk about each one, but you can see on the slide. If the city offers programs, we want to know if they know about the programs. And this nonprofit has been in the city for 40 years, did amazing work. So you can see kind of a high percent knew about the program. 86% said that condoms and other forms of birth control are available for teens. And basically, most of them are available, either at the clinic or the pharmacy. And where should teens get contraceptives? You can see there's a list here, but predominantly it's the doctor's office, the clinic, and the school nurse. Do you believe teaching abstinence is a good method to reduce? So here there were half-half about abstinence. We asked about the school involvement, and they didn't think the school was very involved in reducing, talking about sex and the risk of pregnancy. We also asked about acceptability of being a mother, teen mother in the community, and 62% said it's acceptable. And I want you to remember this because when I reached the teen mothers. But the most surprising result was, and I did present this on Monday, for several communities, who would be the source of information? Who would you think would be? And 85% said parents. But they think they don't really talk enough about the topics. And why there's a whole list of ideas why they don't. And this is from the teens, not from the parents. Also, we want to know if hearing from teens who had been pregnant and had difficulties, would it be a benefit? And they said yes. So basically, we got the information from the teens. Now we want to see what the parents are thinking. And it was extremely hard to get parents participating in groups. Like other presenters said, we use a focus group. And those parents, it's a kind of bias because those parents who did come were more involved in their kids' life. But they talk about open communication, the roles of media, and they think there should be a combination of interventions that may assist to preventing pregnancy. They believe it's important, but they want to take the role and not want necessarily the school to take a role. But they do acknowledge that there are difficulties and challenges for them, knowledge and feeling comfortable with the topic, communicating with their teens. They had all kinds of ideas about how to reach. They did acknowledge that it's very hard to reach those parents that are less involved, and those are the higher risk families. Next, we did community key informants. And the key informants were stakeholders from key agencies like the YMCA. Mental health organization, Planned Parenthood, and community organizations that were in the community. And they were all aware of the program, because that's very important to know that they weren't supportive. But they talked a little about a different topic. They raised up the issue of teen empowerment as a method to prevent pregnancies. And, you know, it's something we can discuss further, but it's very important to think about that teen has something to look forward for, to think that a pregnancy is not something that's going to solve all their problems. Teen mothers. We seeked 16 mothers. They were interviewed. They were all from Hispanic origins, and that's the high-risk population in that city. And what was interesting about teen mothers, and I'm going to go quick about it, is do you remember the teen in the survey said it's acceptable in the community? And the mothers, they thought so too. But once they got pregnant, they didn't think it was acceptable in the community. Because if you can see the last sentence, society looked at this like another teen pregnancy. Society does not approve of teen pregnancy, and they felt awkward where they are pregnant. So they were criticized. They lost friends. And the last tool I used is GIS mapping. So geographic information system has been used in many health risk behaviors. One of the ideas was is to use this to look at teen births, because that's the only data we're collecting. And we calculated the teen birth rate. That's the only statistics we've done, because basically those mapping is a great idea for a visual presentation for stakeholders and policymakers, because you can do a lot of statistics with mapping, but they don't understand the statistic, but they do understand the visual. And what we did, we used tools, and we compiled 3 years of data for teen birth to the size of a census tract geographic area. That way we ensured we cannot identify those teens. And so first we looked at the services. And services, we collected all the information about the services, and they were coded by areas of prevention, teen empowerment, we include this, after we had the conversation with the stakeholders, and then after the fact, pregnancy and teen parent support, and we have here prevention too because some services were combined. And you can see that city actually have a high proportion of teen empowerment and preventative services. So you can basically map those services where they are geographically. And also, you can use the census data and map sociodemographic information and race and ethnicity. And that can show you basically here, this is a media house income, and those results, just visually, it's not statistically, they can show that in the center of the city where all the services are, and those black dots, they present, the larger the dot, the higher the pregnancy rates are. They kind of present where the pregnancy rates are higher and where the lower medium income is, and you can see that there is some visual representation. Also, poverty line shows up the same, and looking at the Hispanic population, which is the high-risk population. Again, not everything is consistent. We did recognize there was one area that was an area outside of the city that didn't have services, but also was not all Hispanic population. And so that was an area, based on visual, you can look and see what's happening. Caucasian population, we can see that where they are concentrated, we had lower teen birth rates. So just to conclude, after showing you all the methods in 2 seconds, this organization has been involved in the city for 40 years. And looking at the data, we know that there was a decline of 46.1% of teen births already in the city. And we can see this, when we talk to teens, when we talk to stakeholders, when we look at the mapping. But there's still some things that need to be done. One of them is teen empowerment. And prioritize and prevention. Parents, involve parents into the conversation with their teens. Teens wanted parents to be involved. The acceptability issue of being a teen mother, that needs to be looked more into, because is it acceptable or is it not acceptable? We did present this to the teen peer leaders who helped recruit the teens for the survey, and they all share that they know many young teens that had their neighbors, their aunt, their cousin, that were teen parents. But the teens did know about the programs in the city, and they did believe that hearing from a teen with personal experience would be beneficial. And this, I'm going to just repeat what I said about the stakeholders in college and career planning and teen empowerment. So I presented this multi-method evaluation. It did give us a lot of information. And based on this information, the organization did apply for funding for involving parents into talking more to their teens. Some services were relocated to the areas and transportation provided to the areas where there were high teen birth rates, but basically no services. Thank you very much.